The State Department of Corrections is converting a youth prison in Charleston into a facility for adult offenders with complex medical needs. Remaining youth at the Mountain View Youth Development Center have now been transferred to the Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland. Prison officials say the need to change Mountain View's mission is the result of successful long-term efforts to intervene in the lives of at-risk youth, which has led to a declining population of incarcerated juveniles in Maine. But as Jay Field reports, the changes at the facility will mean that some of its 142 existing employees will lose their jobs.
The Mountain View Youth Development Center has 140 beds, and until recently, it wasn't uncommon for more than 100 of them to be filled at any given time.
Probably within the last couple of weeks, we actually got to 9 committed kids.
Dr. Joseph Fitzpatrick is commissioner of the Maine Department of Corrections.
Kind of putting ourselves out of business, which is really okay because that's part of the mission of the Department of Corrections. It really didn't make sense in many ways to keep an entire facility open and focused on those 9 kids.
So Fitzpatrick decided to transfer the remaining 9 kids from Mountain View to Long Creek, which will now house between 90 and 100 young offenders. The 9 recent arrivals will receive the same intensive services they were getting at Mountain View. Fitzpatrick says the move allows the department to address some needs that aren't being addressed in the adult inmate population. Mountain View, he says, will have a change of mission.
Into a treatment facility, people with complex medical issues, some of them geriatric, some of them not, but they'll have an existing medical condition that makes it challenging to maintain them or treat them in a general prison population.
Fitzpatrick says Mountain View will also focus on another group of offenders between the ages of 18 and 24 using the same kind of intense therapeutic treatments that have worked well with juveniles. And the department plans to reserve some beds for inmates who need substance abuse treatment. Fitzpatrick says changes at Mountain View will result in layoffs of existing staff. Rod Hiltz is executive director of the Maine State Employees Association, the union that represents the facility's 142 workers. Last week, Hiltz says he got a phone call from the human resources director at the corrections department.
Well, she basically wanted to give me a heads up that it would likely result and a significant reduction in the workforce. She couldn't give me any numbers of people who could be laid off or who they were, so we haven't received any official notice of layoff.
Corrections officials are already working on a staffing plan for Mountain View, but say it will be a couple of months before everything is finalized. For years now, people working in juvenile justice across Maine have been trying to reduce the number of children behind bars. Erica King is a justice policy associate at the Muskie School of Public Service at the University of Southern Maine.
Just in the past 2.5 years alone, and the data goes back more than that, we've had a 35% decrease in confinement admissions. We had only 40 commitments, new commitments statewide last year alone.
The credit, says King, belongs to the countless people across the state working in restorative justice, family treatment, school, and other community-based programs that are reaching at-risk youth and helping them make the kind of choices that keep them out of prison in the first place. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.